This all falls under the continued investigations carried out by me and my colleagues in the SDLP around our concerns about the huge crisis that's facing our education system here in Northern Ireland. There has been to date 1,430 school staff made redundant. Over 600 of them are teachers and over 700 of them are the support staff. This is a significant revelation by the Department of Education that highlights and underscores the real concerns that I have had, that I have shared on behalf of the teachers and principals that have come to me that are desperate for something to be done. The reality is that this impasse, this political crisis at Stormont, is really now impacting at a very grassroots level. It's impacting our schools, our teachers, our principals, and more importantly than all that, it's impacting on our children. It's impacting on the education and their future. So this is one element of a massive issue that faces education.
And this is more and more becoming a feature of discussion, that we don't have an administration in place at Stormont, and that's having a knock-on effect in terms of budget, a knock-on effect in terms of administration, and indeed a knock-on effect in terms of employment in the public service.
Absolutely. It's almost as though the education system has been attacked by 1,000 cuts. I have an urgent meeting scheduled with the Permanent Secretary, and I'll be accompanied with principals at that meeting to really reiterate very strongly the serious concerns that we have. This is no longer sustainable. There's huge issues in education and it needs to be tackled.